A touch of winter will likely occur in the Northern Plains, Canada's prairies, and the upper Midwest as we move forward through this weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. An impressive cold air mass building up in Canada will be pushing through the central parts of the U.S. and eventually into the eastern parts of the country as we go forward through the weekend and early next week. Temperatures are going to bottom out in our region on Sunday morning when lows are going to be in the upper single digits and the teens. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures during that particular period of time to be stuck in the 30s, and there may even be a few spots that don't warm out of the 20s on Sunday afternoon. Saturday will already be turning colder like that in the northern parts of North Dakota, and we'll likely see that overspread a larger part of the region as we go into Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, we'll see a quick rebound to something a little bit more reasonable, and we'll look for the temperatures to get back into some 40 and 50 degree readings at that point in time, and even warmer perhaps during the latter part of next week. Now, we do expect to see little precipitation to come with these colder shots of air. We'll actually see the cooling take place in two waves. The first is expected to come across parts of the region as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. A frontal system pushing through the region will generate some high wind speeds, but nothing too extreme, but also a little bit of light snow and perhaps a little bit of rainfall. The precipitation, though, is only going to be concentrated on North Dakota and a few counties in northeastern South Dakota and a few in northern Minnesota. And this will occur primarily as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The moisture content's not going to be very great, and I would be surprised to see much in the way of significant snowfall occur from this event. A trace amount is most likely. Now, the reinforcing shot of cold air is what's going to be a little bit more punishing for the region, and that starts to push across the area as we go from Friday night into Saturday morning. We'll wake up on Saturday with snow occurring in western and some central parts of North Dakota and a wintry mix of precipitation types in eastern South Dakota. During the course of the day Saturday, the cold air will rush through the region. It'll be so quick coming in that most of the snow is going to not accumulate very well, but it will spread on into parts of Minnesota and eastern South Dakota during the day. We look for a dusting to an inch, maybe two, to occur from the snow, but in all honesty, with the wind blowing like it's going to, there's not going to be much in the way of serious accumulation. The winds will be gusting to 35 to 45 miles per hour out of the north, bringing in that much colder air. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.